Hi, it's Patrick Cox here with a pod on a man who did things with words that, well, you didn't think they could be done. And those words, be careful not to overinterpret what they mean. Over to Big Show host, Marco Werman.
Irish poet and Nobel laureate Seamus Heaney died today. Heaney was born in County Derry in Northern Ireland. He came of age as a poet just as fighting between Protestants and Catholics began in the late 1960s.
The North as a subject, which we, my generation and all other writers born in Northern Ireland, they were handed it. It was part of them and they had to deal with it and we had to deal with it. So lyric defiance was as much as important as civic responsibility at a certain point.
That lyric responsibility resulted in a literary legacy that is beloved by many. Paul Muldoon is a poet from Northern Ireland. He was a friend of Heaney's.
I met him myself when I was a teenager. I was about 16 at the time, and he was 28 and already actually a very famous poet.
Where were you when you met him?
I was in County Armagh, Northern Ireland, and he was reading as part of a tour in the local museum, and I was introduced to him by one of my teachers.
Heaney was extremely troubled by the Troubles, the conflict between Catholics and Protestants in Northern Ireland that began in the late 60s. His poetry grew pretty dark after his first book, and I'd like our listeners to hear an excerpt of Seamus Heaney reading his poem, The Tomb Road. Before he reads, though, he describes The Tomb Road as he knew it in the 70s. Let's hear that.
Tomb Road, I grew up beside it. I knew it very well. At that time, I was quite often stopped in it by roadblocks and so on, by the army. Anyway, the Tomb Road. One morning early, I met armoured cars and convoy warbling along on powerful tyres, all camouflaged with broken alder branches and headphoned soldiers standing up on turrets. How long were they approaching down my roads as if they owned them?
A pretty stark scene, to say the least. Paul Muldoon, since Seamus Heaney was from Northern Ireland, how did the violence affect him and his work?
When Seamus writes about being stopped at roadblocks, he was more likely than not stopped by members of the UDR.
What's the UDR? Remind us.
That's the Ulster Defence Regiment. And they would have been neighbours of Seamus Heaney, who knew perfectly well who he was, but of course were disguised and were asking him his name and asking him his business. And that's the kind of effrontery, frankly, that was very difficult for many members of the Catholic population of Northern Ireland to deal with.
Was Seamus Heaney able to stay out of the fray? Or did he ever feel that he or his work was somehow a complicit partisan in the Troubles?
Well, I don't think he was complicit in any sense. One of the quite striking things about himself is that he refused, despite a certain amount of pressure, to come out on one side or the other. There were moments at which he was more decisively asserting his nationalist background when he describes how no glass has ever been raised to toast the Queen of England in his household. His passport is green. Having said that, in recent years, when Queen Elizabeth II visited Dublin, Seamus was up there at the top table with her, as he would rightly be expected to be. It's very difficult, I think, for us in the US to understand what an extraordinary role Seamus Heaney as a poet had in Irish life. I mean, he was bigger, I'd say, than many rock stars, but he was also a very shy person. It seemed almost embarrassed at times by his extraordinary celebrity.
That was Irish poet Paul Muldoon remembering his friend Seamus Heaney. We asked Paul to read one of Heaney's famous poems from his first book, Death of a Naturalist.
Digging. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests, as snug as a gun.
The poem goes on to describe Heaney's father and grandfather digging potatoes.
The cold smell of potato mould, the squelch and slap of soggy peat, the curt cuts of an edge through living roots awaken. Sorry, let me take that line again. I'm choking up. The cold smell of potato mould, the squelch and slap of soggy peat, the curt cuts of an edge through living roots awaken in my head. But I've no spade to follow men like them. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests. I'll dig with it.
Poet Paul Muldoon reading Digging by the late Seamus Heaney. The first line of that poem fueled the belief that Seamus Heaney was more militant than he let on. But in an interview with the BBC, he laughed off that charge.
The classic case in my own case is notorious, I suppose, in some quarters. Simile, in the first couple of lines of my first book, the poem Digging, between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests snug as a gun under my window, and so on and so forth. Now, I mean, a whole theory about northern violence and the relationship between poetic imagination and history could be teased out of snug as a gun. Why did you put it there? I don't know. I mean, my firm belief is that it was phonetic. Between my finger and my thumb, the snug gun, the squat pen rests snug as a gun. And you see, I mean, I believe that's the way it works, to tell you the truth. It isn't thought out as a simile. But you're asking if commentary that links that to suppress violence in the culture, the explosive syllable about to turn into a proxy bomb, you know? I don't know. You could overread it, and maybe it will sustain that overreading, but that's... Then there are misreadings, but that's different, you know. That sometimes it's just misunderstandings, you know.
One last observation now on the word terrorism. Heaney was talking in 2009 after a series of attacks in Northern Ireland. A couple of them had been fatal, attacks on soldiers and police officers, and it seemed as if Northern Ireland might be going back to the bad old days. Heaney was asked by a BBC interviewer whether these attacks coming as they did after so many years of peace, made him despair. Here's his response.
Deep grief, really. But I don't despair because this, I mean, the hope is in the institutions and in the conduct of the people in the institutions. I think that that, above all, is the reward of it. It's a desolation and a terrible grief and a brutal, ignorant waste of life. And actually what it teaches us in Ireland, is the meaning of the word terrorism. All through the Troubles, because of kind of vestigial sense of freedom fighting, because of a vestigial sense that, you know, on both sides that there was a large cause involved, because the communities, pieties, myths of themselves were somehow involved in the killing. The word terrorism was sort of resisted by people because deep down they felt, well, there's a cause here. But now, these acts are pure and simple terrorism, and the community on both sides are learning what that means.
Seamus Heaney in 2009. As it turned out, those attacks were just a blip. They weren't the beginnings of new troubles, although to this day there are still some pretty unpleasant incidents and attitudes. But as I say that, that just sounds like, well, anywhere. Good to be normal, I suppose. There'll be two or three more pods up in the next week, so listen out for those. I'll see you on Twitter, where I tweet as Patrick Cox. That's PatriCox. Also on Facebook at the World in Words page or at theworld.org/language. See you.